Hi everyone, welcome to the third lecture for OpenRefine. In today's lesson, we will have a look at how we can create a project in OpenRefine. Start the program by double-clicking on the openrefine.exe file that you have downloaded earlier. Remember, OpenRefine is a Java application, so it will start on your machine, but it will open in your browser. Once you have OpenRefine open like this, you should see the screen like I have. In order to create a project, you can get the data from your computer if you downloaded it locally. You can also get data from web addresses by using the URLs. You can also copy data to your clipboard and import that into OpenRefine, or you can get data from a database or from Google Data. So in this lesson, we will create a new project. So now I want you to click on Choose Files and then locate the file that you've downloaded earlier. So it is the portalrodents.csv file. Select this data file and click Open. Once you've chosen the file, click Next. OpenRefine has not yet imported the data. It is actually just showing a preview of the data. This allows you to change anything in order for OpenRefine to understand your data correctly before we create the project. We can see in this case that OpenRefine understood our data correctly. It detected that this was a CSV file that contains commas as the separator. By default, the trim leading and trailing white spaces from string is checked. I want you to uncheck this box, uncheck that box please, because I want to demonstrate that in a lesson later on. So remember to please uncheck the box to trim leading and trailing white space. To the right, you will also see that you can ignore the first few lines at the beginning of your file. If you have more than one line that is the column header, you can specify that here. You can also discard the initial number of rows of your data. This is especially useful if you work with data generated by machines. Usually the first few rows contain data about the machine and the version of the software, the date, the time, etc. So you might want to discard that. You can also load only a subset of your data. And then by default, blank rows are stored and blank cells are stored as nulls. You can leave those checked, that's fine. So if you're happy with the preview and the way that your data will be loaded, you can go ahead to the top right and click on Create Project. So now OpenRefine has successfully imported the data. It is important to note that OpenRefine does not modify the raw data. It actually creates a copy of the raw data for you to work with. So the data that you see on the screen now is just a copy of the raw data. The CSV file that is on your computer will be unmodified. Once you have performed all the modifications that you want to do with your data, the cleaning steps, you can export the modified data to your computer. This is the end of lecture 3. In the next lecture, we will look at faceting.